I'm Alice Creswell. Welcome to my podcast. Check out our website, spiritlifestyle.com, for all our latest news and training resources.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to this month's live. And we're on Facebook. We'll also be on YouTube and podcast as well. So we reach quite a lot of people, I think, through all the different ways we do it, and on our community too. So
we have ways and means.
Yes. So do let us know if you're watching. Let us know where you're watching from. And we get people watching from all around the world. It is truly amazing, isn't it?
It is. The wonders of technology.
So,
well, hello from North Wales.
Yes, we're in North Wales.
And the sun is shining today. Hallelujah.
It is. Yes. It's very nice to have the sun shining in January. And we're, quite near the beginning of the new year, aren't we? 2022. Amazing.
And we're broadcasting today from a place that's a very lovely family has made available to us so that we can be nearer. So the new cafe that we'll launch.
Yeah, because where we've been living, you know, on the mountain in North Wales, that's about getting over 2 hours away, 2 hours drive nearly from our cafe in Bangor, North Wales.
Which wasn't really practical, was it? I mean, it's doable.
No, there's no way I can drive there and back in the day. No, I have done it, but a few times, but no. So, I spent 3 weeks. You did it for 1 week. We were sleeping on a mattress on the floor
above the cafe, yes.
And we had no heat, no hot water, no lights either. Which is pretty tough, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But we did that.
That's the mission field,
That's why in the middle of it, I'm like, and when I was on my own, especially, I was like, it was a bit scary. It was
isn't that sort of traditionally, the perception of what mission is, that if it's not really difficult,
if you're not
sleeping on the floor without running water, then it's not proper mission.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's just, we did feel like missionaries, proper missionaries, didn't we?
Proper
and I, but I'm in the middle of it. I remember being there on my own and I was like, it was hard, really tough. And I was like, Lord, I'm only doing this because I believe you are going to move powerfully around the world. And this is, you know, I'm stepping out in faith and going out on a limb because that's what I believe is going to happen. And I'm trusting you, Lord, that you're going to do it. And giving up all my home comforts.
Well, that is proper missions, isn't it? It's feeling compelled, isn't it, by the Holy Spirit to do it no matter what, whether you're provided with a lovely place to stay by a generous, loving family.
Which we are right now. Yeah, we've got this, till the end of February.
Who stepped in to help.
Just incredible family who have been so generous and let us stay here.
Yeah.
So, it's made all the difference.
Or you're camping out without all the...
It's like the Apostle Paul. I don't know how he said it, but going through... I mean, he had proper hardships. Ours are nothing in comparison the Apostle Paul went through.
But not have that.
No, but he would... You know, you're doing it for the sake of the gospel. And, we really did it for a short time.
Didn't he say, I have learned to be content whether I'm in hardship or whether I'm in plenty?
Yeah, he did.
We're going to have to look that verse up.
Yeah. So I'm just having a look to see if we are live. Oh, yes. I can see that we are. I didn't really know. We were just hoping, weren't we? We were live. But
see if we are.
Oh,
live.
Did you hear that? It's like, it was coming. It's like a few seconds later. So, we've got also Romani is on there and she's a Spirit Lifestyle. She's commenting as well. So if you've got questions, Romani will reply to your comments. She's our daughter and it's great to have her working with us as well, isn't it?
She's doing a great job.
She is.
Thanks, Romani.
Yeah, thank you. I was thinking last month when we went live, it was actually just me going live because that's when I was at the cafe on my own for a few weeks.
That's right, yeah.
And I was literally in there on my own. And I managed it, you know, with my technology.
You did
I got live.
It was good.
It worked. And last month I was talking about you know, the fact that we are in a battle, that it is warfare, that I've been to a shop, and the manager was just, he wasn't even a follower of Jesus, and he was saying how, he just said, we're in a spiritual battle. And since then, I've heard other people say, I've been watching just little clips of prophets who all separately seem to be saying, we're now in a time of battle, it's time of war, which obviously, you know, as a follower of Jesus, we kind of always are to some degree. But I just want to say that that is definitely because we've entered the promised land. And when you are taking the promised land, you've got to fight for it. It belongs to us, but we've got to fight for it. So it's not like we're fighting just to hold our ground. We're actually on the offensive. And
can I just say the remarkable thing about that was, this was, as far as we understand, not a believer of Jesus. This was just somebody that you came across, you were shopping. And I just think that there has been, don't you think that there's been, definitely been a paradigm shift generally across people's view of life and the world.
Yeah, definitely.
Particularly, I think whenever there is a time of crisis or a massive change in the way that life's going, and of course we've had that over the past couple of years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been awful, but that God always is able to use any circumstances to draw people to him. Yeah. And I think it's been a time of reflection for a lot of people to really think about, well, you know, what's important in life.
Definitely.
And I think that as we're coming out of all this isolation and everything, we begin to have those conversations with people. I think that you will find that people are more open, not just open, but actually searching and thinking through these things and becoming aware of spiritual dynamics.
I agree with that. And also, I was thinking that when we're, you know, we talk about being in the promised land, we're talking about being in spiritual battle and warfare. But I think the best way of, because people say, well, what does that look like? And if you're in warfare, what does it, because a lot of people say, I'm under attack and there's bad stuff happening to me. I don't see it like that at all. No. That, you know, obviously the enemy will try stuff, but we need to be focused on Jesus. And I think one of the best ways of defeating the enemy, if he's, you know, trying to do his stuff, is to focus on Jesus, but actually to know what your purpose is and to be walking in it. And as you do that, you will find that you're not thinking about the enemy and if he's attacking you or not. He's scared of you. You know, as you're fulfilling your purpose and really stepping into everything that God has planned for your life, you will find that you have such an anointing from the Holy Spirit that you start to understand as what authority you have in Jesus. And as you make those steps, even if they're small steps, take them forward, the enemy will be fleeing, I tell you, won't he?
We often get asked about, you know, what about, I feel like I'm under attack, there's this demonic stuff going on. And invariably our attitude, our experience is focus on Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, there's no secret formula for, you know, this situation or that situation that is better than just get into worship. I mean, look at Paul and Silas in prison.
Yeah.
Doesn't get much worse than being in the dungeon in prison, you know, in the inner prison there. Chained up to the wall. It's a bad place to be. Yeah. They start worshiping.
That's right.
In those circumstances, they start worshiping and God is listening.
Yeah, there you go.
There's an earthquake. All the shackles come off, you know, and all the prison doors open.
Yeah.
So not only are they liberated and, you know, God invades their situation, but it actually impacts the environment.
All the people come out, and don't the jailers actually give their lives to Jesus?
Well,
I'm sure that's the same time, isn't it? What should we do? So what we're going to be talking about right now is discovering your purpose and really knowing it's a good time to do that in January, isn't it?
I know
it's always
a good time, and
there are
seasons in our lives. And there just are natural times where we feel we're coming to the end of something and this is a good time to take stock
Reflect.
And have a fresh look at where I am, what I'm doing, and where I'm going.
Yeah.
That sometimes that can be at the end of the summer when you know you're going to start September, but also January is a natural time, isn't it, that people like to think about that and plan ahead. So yeah, one of the things we're doing on our Spirit Lifestyle portal, we've just launched a course, released the first episode. It's called Life GPS, which what does that normally stand for? It's something to do with satellite systems, isn't it?
I don't know, actually.
But we've redubbed it God's Purposeful Strategy.
Yeah.
Because the Holy Spirit is very much like our guidance all the time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like a GPS, in a way. Yeah. It will help us to know, well, you know the way that GPSs operate.
Yeah.
You know, you put in your destination and it says,
hopefully.
And it says, you know, proceed down the road and take the next left turn. It only tells you what you need to do next. And Holy Spirit's very much like that, no matter where you are on the journey. But we do need to set the goal as well. So we're going to be looking at a lot of different aspects of our lives and how we can listen to the Holy Spirit and be guided by him, various clues that he gives us.
Yeah, so we've got, if you don't know, we've got a Spirit Lifestyle portal. It's a training portal. It's an online community. So it's you can find it at spiritlifestyle.com. And in fact, we'll be on there. If you're watching this live, we'll be on there within the next hour. We'll be doing our live Q&A for members. So anybody can become a member. There's a free 1 week trial, and you can to sign up. It's a monthly subscription, but you name your amount. So you can choose exactly how much you pay or you give each month. And you have access to well over 100 videos now, training videos.
Yeah.
So it's a bit like a school of ministry in some ways, isn't it? Because you're learning by watching the videos, but we also have weekly classes on there as well that you can join that are online. We've got some local ones too in different countries. So
we really go for a community feel, so you can communicate with other people on the portal. Everybody's learning together and encouraging each other.
It's
there's
great.
A lot of prayerful and prophetic exchange that just goes on naturally between members. It's very organic. I really
it's
love
amazing.
It because it's not like a course where you know you just ABC and then you get your certificate and done. It's Spirit Lifestyle, so it's really to encourage you to walk in this as a lifestyle.
Yeah, it's like discipleship in the supernatural.
I guess that's what it's called, isn't it? Discipleship.
Yeah, it's we don't call it discipleship, but it is. That's what it is. It's being everybody's being discipled as followers of Jesus to really to live the Spirit Lifestyle, which is why we've called it the Spirit Lifestyle.
Yeah.
And
so we got a webinar coming up too.
Yes, Life GPS webinar that you and Romany are doing, actually.
Yeah, next week, me and Romany hosting a webinar next Thursday, 27th of January, for members. And if you want to take part in that, it's easy just to sign up. You get a week's free trial and it's a name your price subscription. So it can be as reasonable or extravagant as you want it to be. So we're doing a webinar next Thursday, and what we're doing is we're inviting you to take a gifts kind of gifts assessment survey, which will help to just get a little bit of understanding for you about where your tendencies or proclivities lie. For certain giftings.
What does that mean?
a proclivity is it's an aptitude for something.
Okay, so
we've found it's pretty accurate, you know. Both me and Romany have done it, and it comes out like you know, your strongest kind of giftings will tend to be come out at the top of that survey. So it's an interesting one to do, and we'll be talking about the results of that next Thursday, and just talking about how important the different gifts that God gives us are. And they're not just supernatural gifts. I know that we have those in 1 Corinthians 12, but we'll be taking a lot of the gifts from Romans 12, which include, they do include prophecy, but also gifts like mercy or serving or leadership. So really broad, help you to understand what the value of those gifts is, not only for you, but for other people too.
Yeah, and it's not just Christian ministry we're talking about. When we're talking about stuff, it's your whole life, isn't
Absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Whether it's your career, you know, or your family or whatever. So it's quite broad, isn't it? But it will really help you to understand just what it is that your aptitudes are and how you can use those and fulfill your purpose.
Yeah, well, it's just part of it. The Life GPS course, it takes little clues from everywhere, really. Yeah. I mean, one thing we're going to be doing in the next episode coming up is we're calling it rear view mirror. Mm-hmm. So we're using this analogy of like a car, and it's about reflecting on the past and the way that we're using our time in different ways. And this can just be a really useful exercise in helping to really give us an informed idea of where we are. And that can really help us to plan and move forward.
Yeah, it is good to look back and not to be tied to the past held back. It's really being free from stuff that's happened in the past, but looking back to see what you've been through and what you can learn from that and how and any changes need to be made.
Yeah, and we're keeping
for the future.
It, you know, for Life GPS, this isn't a counselling and kind of deliverance type course. This is about focusing on the positives. So we're looking at what we may have achieved, what we may have learned, you know, in relationships we may have invested in. It's really good to kind of take stock of those things and think, yes, that's a really good way to be using my time and I want to invest more in that. So I'm going to plan to increase, you know, my attention on that. Or there may be aspects where we think, well, yeah, I think it's time to lay that aside now and move on to something else.
That's really important, because what you find many times is that you feel frustrated because you know God's calling you to something. You may know what it is. You may not be sure yet. But you, for whatever reason, you feel like, why is it not happening? Why am I being held back? Are the blockages there? But I've discovered that very often it's things that you're already doing that if... an God might be talking to you about laying them down or changing the way you're doing it or whatever. And if you're not hearing his voice or you're not listening and doing something about it, you will never move on to what your true purpose is.
And that's absolutely the key, because often we just carry on the trajectory because we're too busy and we just feel like we kind of get lost in the fog a little bit because we just feel like we don't really have the time. And quite honestly, we don't often have the inclination because we think, well, if we sit down and start thinking about it, we might have to do something about it. And I know that sounds harsh, but, you know, that's the reality. So having the discipline to do this, and this course will help you to do that and guide you through it step by step. It will just help to bring that clarity so that we're actually purposeful and informed in the things we're doing rather than feeling like we're just sort of being pushed along.
So it's a whole, the Life GPS is a series, so it's videos that you can watch on your own online, you can do them as part of a class, and then there's a webinar which is on the 27th
that'd be fun,
the webinar of January. And if you can't be there for the live webinar, it will go onto the portal with the other videos, so you'll be able to watch that.
And the survey, we'll continue to have the survey on there that members can make use of.
Yes, so you'll be able to find out what it means when you've completed the survey and get your results. And then hopefully that will help you know what to do next. But yeah, it's, you know, I was thinking about with our cafe. So we've opened our first cafe in Wales, in North Wales, in Bangor. In fact, it's not open yet. We're opening on the we're ready, getting ready to open. So we're I've started doing a diary, a Miracle Cafe diary, because I've got video diaries already that I've been doing, but this is a particularly for this Miracle Cafe. And so if you haven't seen that yet, do head over to my YouTube channel and watch that, or you can see it on Facebook. Or we've also got a Miracle Cafe YouTube channel now. It's just called Miracle Cafes because we want to do more than one. but, you know, I was thinking that before doing that, you know, we were, as you know, we've been out, we went out on a limb already. We left our home. We just put stuff we could fit in our car, followed the Holy Spirit, ended up on a mountain in North Wales when lockdown happened. So, but then, you know, it's like what God put on my heart to do was more cafes, to start the cafes again, because we closed the cafes because he'd asked us to some years ago, and it was really tough to do that. But starting them again, I felt the Lord put it on my heart. But, you know, we're talking about letting go of stuff or stepping out in faith. And for me, it was, I've got to get out of my comfort zone and leave the home on the mountain. And, you know, we felt like he was saying, start with a cafe in Bangor, which is all these miles away. And so he might be asking you to do something, or he puts something in your heart and you think, there's no way I can do that. I don't have the money. Like we had absolutely no money, zero, to start these cafes. And my vision is to start cafes, Miracle Cafes, all around the world, but without the means. But you might be in a position like that where you have a call of God on your life and you have no idea how you're going to do it. But that's usually is the Lord, isn't it? Because he asks us to step out in faith. And that's when we see miracles of breakthrough. And then we have little stories. So,
and of course, the financial aspect is only one small part of it. It's an important part, but it's the people as well. And it's just been amazing to see how. Tell us about some of the people that have been coming.
Well, first of all, we had, so we started with nothing, okay? No money, no premises. Just last week, we just finally managed to complete on the lease for the building that we felt like the Lord was saying to, you know, take that building. So we did that last week, which is really good. That took longer than we thought, but we just had to keep persevering. And we had no staff. So we're like, okay, we need somebody to manage the front of house side of the cafe. And you know, I think you probably heard us mention already, but we've put on our website, which is on the cafe website, it's miracle.cafe is the website, which is really cool, isn't it? And then we've got a page, join our team, and we'd put, you know, we're looking for a chef, which we're still looking for, by the way. We really need a good chef.
Come on, chef.
We want to do street food, we want to do nice cakes and desserts as well. And so, yeah, if you live anywhere near Bangor or you want to move close to Bangor and you're a chef, then please do contact us. So if you go to the Join Our Team page, we had another one that said, you know, front of house supervisor, and then a guy called Todd applied, and we kind of knew him, and he's perfect for the role. And I'll just say, hi, Todd, he's probably watching. And he'll be sitting, well, he probably won't be sitting in the cafe. He'll be working away, actually.
Yeah,
maybe he might not watch live. But, so he's got so much hospitality experience. He lives not too far away. He was just feeling like the Lord was calling him out of where he was working already. And suddenly he heard about, you know, we were looking for this person to manage the front of house. And he applied. And we're like, yeah, he's the right one.
Yeah.
So he's been couple of weeks now, and that's been really good. We're getting a lot of things ready behind the scenes. We put out there, you know, we're looking for somebody, if you want to come and help us do some decorating or some building work or some plumbing. We need a central heating system putting in, we need electrics putting in. The cafe's okay, but we've got five floors altogether. And we had these two guys turn up. In fact, they're still there now. And they just said, we'll come and we'll volunteer. One is a professional decorator called Dave. I'm going to say, hi, Dave, because he said he was going to be watching. So, and he's come down all the way from Carlisle and given up. He was on a job, you know, and he's given that up to come, I think, for a good 10 days or so.
Wow.
Probably is. And he's been working day and virtually night doing, you know, decorating parts of the building. He's decorating outside, making it look nice outside the cafe, the front, and he's also doing a mural of angel wings.
Oh yes, I saw.
And it's funny because, yeah, it's funny because, you know, the Lord just puts things in your mind. And it was just, was it last, must have been last weekend or, you know, recently. And I was literally just thinking, I would love to have big angel wings on the wall just by the door when you come in.
Yeah.
Just a mural. And I was thinking, I need to find an artist who can do that for me. And it must have been a few hours later when Dave comes, he arrives. I knew he was a decorator, but he says to me, he said, oh, by the way, if you're looking for an artist to do a mural, I'm an artist and I can do murals. And I'm like, oh, can you do some angel wings? So yeah, it's really good. I've been videoing, you know, as he goes along with that. Also Arthur. Hi Arthur. He's a retired builder all the way from down south. He drove, it must have taken him like 6 hours or a long time to get to the cafe. And he's been there for the same amount of time, about 10 days, and doing lots of jobs for us, amazing work that we couldn't have done without them. I mean, we really, you know, and then we had six young people from YWAM turned up yesterday, been cleaning the kitchen and doing some more painting and so we need interns. If you are interested in interning with us, particularly if you've been to a school of ministry before and you want to do, or a Bible school, and you want to do practical activation, you want to be activated to actually do the miracles, cast out demons, and also be trained in hospitality and work front of house, then we'd love to hear from you. So if you go to miracle.cafe website and look on the page that says join our team, just fill out the form there, because we really... we're opening on the 1st of February and we need people as soon as possible. And of course, a chef.
Yeah, so, it does remind me of, you know, what we're talking about the value of different giftings and the way we use those. Paul very much in, the Apostle Paul very much in Romans 12, it's very similar to 1 Corinthians 12 in that he says, look, we're all one body, but we all have these different gifts. And so he says, according to the grace given each of us, if your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If teaching, then teach. If to encourage, then give encouragement. If it's giving, then give generously. If it's to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. And so we're seeing that, you know, even with this cafe project, people are coming and they're using their gifts through faith, because they're serving the Lord. But we see, you know, Dave and Arthur coming and they're just serving and serving, and we know that, you know, they're serving as if they're serving the Lord, because they can see that it's kingdom and they just want to give into that. And the generosity, like the people that are helping by providing us with a place to live.
And donations. Generosity. Many of you have donated as well, and we please keep the donations coming in. And if you'd like to partner on a monthly basis or regular basis, that would be really good. It would help us tremendously. But we just want to thank you all.
That's how it's going to happen. And it's called the Miracle Cafe because we know that God is going to be healing and restoring and delivering. Yeah. But it'll also be the Miracle Cafe because of the miracle of it coming together.
Yeah, and talking of miracles, we have seen some miracles of healing already and salvation and deliverance. That. So just, we're not open yet, of course, but we've been meeting some of the neighbours, some of the shopkeepers and managers nearby. And well, we had plumbers came in the other day to give us a quote, look around for, you know, talking about the heating and the hot water. And one of them had sciatica for quite a long time, I think, and just in pain and numbness in his leg, and we prayed and he was healed immediately. And then he came, we saw him yesterday actually, as I was putting the sign outside, and they came walking along, and he said he has not felt anything, no pain or anything since we prayed last week. So that's really good. And then we had a lady from one of the local shops, a manager from one of the local shops came, and we were chatting to her, and she'd had severe pain and problems in her body for 7 years. And we just went towards her. This was me and Todd, actually. We went towards her to pray. And as we did that, the pain started to leave. She said, just even before we prayed, because of the presence of God.
And I love it when that happens.
It's really good. Awesome. She came in again a couple of days later, and just we have prayed for her again. Oh, in fact, she gave her life to Jesus. She asked Jesus to come into her life, and we helped her get rid of some evil spirits. And it's so good. And then we invited her because we're doing one of our weekly classes. Claire and Stu are going to be running a weekly class in the cafe as well. So we want to do that in as many locations as we can. Mm. That's the discipleship. So it's really good. I was just looking at Proverbs 3:21, which I've written down. It says, "My child, never drift off course from these two goals for your life, to walk in wisdom and to discover your purpose. Don't ever forget how they empower you." And that's what we're talking about with this Life GPS series, isn't it? To walk in wisdom, which is the wisdom of following the Lord.
Yes.
And being obedient to him and his call on your life, but and also to discover your purpose. So we want to help you to do that. And this is the time to, I mean, like no other time in the whole of history, this really is time to discover your purpose and to walk in it. We can't mess about anymore. We can't get involved in stuff that we shouldn't be doing, however good it seems or whatever it might be. We need to be focused on what we're called to do individually and corporately together and get on with it. So really is, I think it's an exciting year this year. I've got a good feeling about this year, and I do believe things are going to break out in spring. But I think it was probably the year before last. It was November 2020. The Lord gave me some stuff that I shared about spring. And we're starting to see things happening. So it's exciting.
Very exciting.
It is. So...
So we're going to be our Q&A.
Yes, in half an hour, we're going to hop over to our spiritlifestyle.com portal for the members Q&A, which if you're listening, watching this live, you can go on there now, or when we finish, and sign up and join in with that live, or you can watch it on catch up. So
great questions coming
we
up.
We have. I've got some words of knowledge. Can I share those while, you know?
Yeah.
So also I just feel like this I was going to say this anyway, but there are people watching that you think I'd like to start a cafe or be involved in a miracle cafe in my location, in my community. We'd love to work with you because we want to start these all around the world. So what we're asking people to do, because I've had a few people asking about it, if you join our community, join a class, maybe start up a class, become a coach, gather a team together. The thing, it's really important, isn't it, that we're on the same page from the training point of view, and we're really going after God with all our hearts and discovering that exciting supernatural lifestyle, but also to gather a team. Whether you want to do a cafe or whatever else it is you want to do that God's called you to do, you need other people around you, whether they're praying with you or for you, whether they're supporting you financially, if they're you're part of a team to start a project or starting a business or whatever it might be, you need good people around you. You need solution-oriented people, not problem-oriented people, because you'll find very often that you have people that will always see the negative. You'll say, oh, we're going to do this. Oh, well, that's not going to happen because da-da-da-da-da.
And it's not wrong to see the negative, but it's actually being the sort of person that sees the negative but doesn't talk about it until they found a solution for it.
Yeah, if you what you want a solution oriented person is not somebody who doesn't see any problem at all, because that's kind of crazy, but it's, and this is how we all want to be, isn't it? It's where you see what the risks might be, you might make a note of them, you might see some problems that you might face, but you don't let them stop you. You actually come up with a solution and say, well, this is a problem at the moment or a potential problem, but this is what we can do about it.
Yeah, one shuts you down and the other one empowers you.
Yeah,
it's pretty much like the difference between you know, the devil who tempts us and the Lord who tests us.
Yeah,
you know, the devil tempts us to shut us down and take us out, but the Lord tests us to lift us up.
Yeah, so we can see what's going on in us and do something about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, prophetic revelation, where we really see what is going on in heaven, just like Jesus did, and begin to understand what's going on in heaven and bringing it onto the earth. As we do, the more we do that, that's how we get solutions. It needs to be through heavenly, it's prophetic,
visionary,
revelatory.
Yeah.
Revelation.
Revelation.
Yeah. And it's solutions. That's why we want people who are solution oriented. It might not be that you can come up with a solution yourself, but God has a solution. So you need to find that from him.
Yeah.
So surround yourself with people like that.
Yeah.
It's really important. And so that's what we're saying. If you want to be involved in a cafe or whatever, then start getting a team together, pray into it, get a team of people and practice together. They get activated in the things of the spirit. But that's where we're talking about being in the promised land, and we want to take that ground back because it is ours. And the devil's been occupying it, but not for much longer. But that's where, you know, when you are doing stuff together as a team of people, no matter how large that team might be, you are working together, and you are, like with the cafe, as we are overcoming the challenges and obstacles that we're finding as we go along, and the solutions are coming from heaven and they come in manifesting on the earth through people, you know, that's, we're taking ground there. That's how you do it. That's how you fight, is by knowing what your purpose is and your calling is, and using your giftings and stepping into it with other people around you. And together, it's such an adventure. It's like you're not on your own, which is, in fact, that's why we started Spirit Lifestyle, wasn't it, really? Because we don't want people to be alone. We've done stuff in the past because we're pioneers, and we've done a lot of stuff in the past where you can feel really, really isolated and lonely, and you need people who can encourage you. So make sure you get those people around you.
Absolutely, yeah.
So words of knowledge. Hey. I got the name Kimberly. And I don't know if it's somebody watching or whether it's something I'm going to meet today, but I'm going to share it anyway because I felt it was for now. But it's, there's somebody called Kimberly, and that you are a prophetic person and creative, a designer of some sorts. And the Lord is downloading to you, Kimberly, some new creative ideas. And there's something that's going to have a huge impact. It's going to impact a lot of people.
Mm.
So I think, I don't know whether he's doing that already with you, Kimberly, or whether it's about to happen, but just be ready. Get everything in your life ready. In fact, that's all of us, isn't it? Get everything in your life ready, because the Lord is visiting people right now, whether it's through an angel, through, you know, he'll speak in different ways, through visions, through scripture, through other people. But just get ready. Just think, for Kimberly and everybody else watching, just think, okay, if I was literally about to step into, if I had an opportunity come to me now, which is exactly what I would love to be doing with my life, and if somebody said, you know, tomorrow you can step into this thing, what would you have to give up in your life in order for that to happen? So I would say that's some homework for you. We always give homework, don't we, in our on all our videos, faith activation,
that's
homework.
Right.
So,
or application.
Yeah, if you just take some time out and just start thinking about what would it take? What is stopping me doing that? Say if it happened tomorrow and I need to be ready to travel somewhere or step into a new role or whatever it might look like, what am I doing right now that's in the way? And obviously, be sensible about it. Yeah. If you've got a young family, don't think, well, I'm going to have to walk away from my family or anything daft like that.
We do have commitments.
Yeah.
And there is a hierarchy of priorities in our lives, obviously. And we need not to be too rash. We need to finish well as well. That's really important.
Oh, yeah.
And we need to walk with honour and honour people. So.
Yeah. And it could be you raising your family is what you are called and gifted to do right now. And we do have seasons in our lives that change, you know. So I also got astrophysical.
Ooh.
Which I was like, what is astrophysical?
It
popped into my head. Yeah, what would that be? But the sport, would it be like AstroTurf? What's AstroTurf? It's like,
yeah, it's plastic grass.
Plastic grass. Mm. And yeah, maybe. Anyway, I looked it up, and it's actually the study of stars in space.
Is it?
I didn't know that. So I was just wondering, because that popped in my head, is maybe you I don't know if you get people who are astrophysics. Physicists. Astro whatever's.
Physicists.
Maybe.
It's easy for you to say.
So I don't know whether that's you and you're watching and you do that, or whether you've just been talking about astrophysics today or something, but it's something for somebody that's, it's literally, you'll know it. If that's you, you'll know it.
So what's the message?
So the message for you, I've written this down, that I believe that something is being released from the Lord for you, and something new is being discovered and being found by you. So I don't know exactly what that looks like, but we release that for you. And the other word of knowledge I had was that somebody had a dream. I don't know whether it might have been last night or just in the last couple of days, where you were playing the piano in your dream, which I've never had one of those. But so if that's you, it was like you couldn't play it. I think you were trying to play the piano in your dream and you couldn't do it. You know, one of those frustrating dreams. But then I saw you start to play this beautiful, like, heavenly music. Mm-hmm. And I don't know whether you dreamt that part of it or not, or whether your dream stopped before you could play it properly. But I felt like the Lord was saying, I mean, it might be that you're learning to play the piano, but it might be that's just an analogy. But it was the Lord showing you really that it's time for you to really spend time practicing. There's something that he's calling you into, that it take, like when you're learning the piano, you have to sit down. I learned it for years, and you had to do half an hour practice a day, you know, when I was a child. And I would have to do that, set the time aside. And with all these things, whether it's spiritual or playing an instrument or whatever, if you want to grow in that, you have to take the time to practice. So that's for you. Really take time out and really practice, because I saw you just going fluently and this beautiful, beautiful music coming out. Wow. So do, if that's you, do
love it.
Leave us a message and let us know if that's you. But we'll pray for everybody in a moment. You're going to say some of the questions we're doing in 15 minutes. We're going to go live on our portal.
Always get some interesting questions coming in from our members on the portal. So we'll be chatting about wives submitting to husbands. How about that?
Oh.
Talk about a hot potato topic. What else have we got coming up? Dreams, that's always a great topic to talk about, isn't it? Talking about dreams and the meaning of dreams.
Yeah, we've got a series on our portal on dreams that
dreams
Jim did.
Dream interpretation,
that's really good, yeah.
Yeah.
So we've got a question on that today.
Yeah, about, you know, when you're ministering to somebody and there's deliverance issues and stuff, or healing issues, and then you start kind of feeling kind of the manifestations of that pain or whatever in your own body.
Oh, okay.
So
there's questions
like that,
on that,
you know,
as well.
Yeah,
we often get lots of questions on how to pray for healing and how that all works.
And practical. What's going on when that happens, if that happens. Seeing in the spirit, you know, seeing demonic stuff. So always a good kind of mixture. And we always say, you know, no question is the wrong question. We're just open. We try and cover all the questions if we can.
Yeah.
So that's just one of the features of our portal membership, is that, you know, you can just ask the burning questions and hear us chatting about it.
So let's pray for everybody.
Okay.
And then we need to go, don't we? Thank you so much for joining us. You know, we love having you guys with us, and like I say, from all around the world, and we love to hear your feedback and comments. So do keep commenting. Please do share this. Get it out there as much as you can. And let's pray. If you need physical healing, because I know we get a lot of requests for people needing physical healing, then we're going to pray for you right now. So maybe if you can, put your hand on the part of your body that needs healing. If it's emotional healing, maybe put your hand on your heart. If it's all over your body, put your hand on your head, or, you know, you want... mental health, you have mental health issues that need healing. So we thank you, Father God, that you are love and that you love every single person watching. So I just want to let you know that God loves you so, so much. You are so special to him. whether you feel like you're, you know, on the path that he's called you onto, whether you're not on there yet, he loves you no matter what. And that never changes. And I pray that you would really, really know his love like never before. Really know it and understand it. And we pray for healing. So we just, why don't you just speak out? If you know Jesus, you can tell things to go through his power. You don't need us, but we're going to agree with you. So just, why don't you just say, thank you, Jesus, that when you died on the cross, you took all of my sin and you took all of my pain and all of my sickness and diseases. And if you maybe have a certain disease with a name, just name it and shame it and say, thank you, Jesus, that when you died, you took whatever it might be. Just say it out loud. And you died and you rose again, Jesus, and I thank you for that. And because you did that and you took all of my sin, I can be forgiven.
Yes.
And I can be healed. And then just say, I command and I take authority over whatever it is. So if you might have a headache, you might have muscular dystrophy, you might have deafness or blindness or whatever it might be, you just say, I take authority over that in the name of Jesus, and I command it to leave my body right now. Just tell it to go and just say, you've got to go. Do not come back. Do not touch anybody else. Leave my body. If it's caused by an evil spirit, I command that evil spirit to leave me now and all the symptoms to go in the name of Jesus. And I receive the healing from God through Jesus, through the Holy Spirit into my body. So yeah, whatever is causing the problem, we just tell that to go and be healed in Jesus' name. All the symptoms go. No more problems in the name of Jesus. And if you want to get free from demons, just say, I command the spirit of fear or whatever it might be to leave me now, spirit of anger to go in Jesus' name. And Father God, please forgive me for coming into agreement with any evil spirit. And just take a deep breath in of the Holy Spirit. And then 1, 2, 3, just cough out or yawn out or whatever. Just tell it to go and then just breathe out. Usually the easiest way, isn't it? Any evil spirit right now in Jesus' name. And if you want to ask Jesus into your life, now's a good time to do that. So just say, Jesus, I want you to come into my life and come and fill me with your Holy Spirit. I want to come into God's family. I want a fresh start. And set me free and heal me and save me from my sin. And just ask him to forgive you for going your own way. And make that change where you're going to follow him. And if you want help with that, do join us on spiritlifestyle.com, where we've got a whole community. We can help you and mentor you. And it's wonderful what God is doing.
This amazing.
Really is a time of harvest and people coming into the family of God right now. So thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. We're going to have to dash off now and join our Q&A webinar over on spiritlifestyle.com. But thank you so much for being part of this and tuning in and listening. We love you guys.
We do.
Thank you for your encouragement and support. And we look forward to seeing what God's going to do in you and through you.
Yeah. Bless you all.
Bless you.
Bye.
Check out our website, spiritlifestyle.com, for all our latest news and training resources